Worldwide, there are roughly 200,000 species of butterflies and moths. 90% of them are nocturnal, or so small as to be almost invisible. There are butterflies that migrate in winter, like birds, to milder climates, others that live in symbiosis with ants. Right in the area where we are now, the grubs of some butterflies and moths deceive ants by emitting a sugary fluid and getting themselves taken into the ants' nests. Here, they spend the winter in the warmth, feeding on the ants' larvae until pupation in spring. Almost all butterflies perceive smells with their legs. Some generate scents with their wings to attract females. In the spring, those of the Grenier flock to the mountain tops to reproduce. Only smaller individuals live in the mountain tops because there is little time available for their development. Another feature of many high mountain species is melanism. The dark colouring provides better protection from the strong ultraviolet rays present in the thin air of the high altitudes. This adaptation can be seen in the widespread little arabia, a species of butterfly that likes alighting on sweaty human skin to find a little salt. Unfortunately, reality is tough, even in the fascinating world of butterflies and moths. Over the last few years, their numbers have, in fact, fallen, and one-third of the Italian species is threatened with extinction. Their numbers have also fallen in a subalpine region like this. Essentially, certain human interventions can be blamed for this. For example, roads have been built that reach the high pastures, thereby enabling farmers to take manure up there and transform meadows into fat pastures, which are excellent for haymaking. But thin meadows, such as the one in front of us, are much richer with flowers and insects. Some butterflies are also moving towards higher and fresher areas due to the rise in temperatures caused by the climate overheating. But in the long term, this strategy may not be sufficient to ensure their survival.